your destiny.
And we're back, man.
It's almost like Hollywood swinging. All the traffic going by. What do you think, Jason? Pretty cool, eh? You know what else is cool?
I don't get a window over here.
You know what? Oh.
Sorry, man.
Wow. That's okay. You know what else is really cool?
Yeah.
Jeff's Guitar Clinic.
Yeah.
For all your varieties and guitar needs and a number of other things. Yeah, including lessons and certificates for lessons and repairs. And don't forget the doggy treats, right? Jeffsguitar.com. Awesome. Hey, anybody else wants to sponsor this show? Don't be shy, man. It gets cheaper with more contributions for me. So we'll be working on that because, yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm doing my civic duty paying for an hour of radio, and I am. But, you know, we ain't getting no cheaper, Jason.
Life isn't either.
No, hey, you know what? But it couldn't be any shorter for some of those folks at the Capitol. And I'll tell you, you know, on Wednesday I went in and I saw Andre Jacques. You know, I don't know how many months ago it was he got out of the hospital after he was on a ventilator for, I think, a month. We heard from his brother saying he was, you know, saddened by it, but that it was just crazy. And there he is, man. Oh, and he's not looking good, okay? That being on a ventilator for a month and not moving around is not healthy for anybody, and especially with someone that has, you know, overweight. So I was like, dude, man, what are you doing, man? And he keeps walking. He never says anything to me because I scared the life out of him one time several years ago, and he just figures it's better to just, you know, ignore me, which I guess you don't have to say nothing. I'll do all the talking. So I'm like, at least put a mask on. Dude, you're not vaccinated. You know, I'm like your brother, man. I don't want you to die. And he just kind of smiled. I think I did have the sign Jabba the Jock for him. Yeah, that's what it was. And he wouldn't look at it. And that was a long time ago. But that was my first encounter with somebody that's been here, you know, destroying democracy and freedom and all the protections to our environment. And I mean, come on, man, this is like the anti-vax state because of the damn Republicans. That's the only ones that really force that issue, right? But Robin Voss, you know, remember, he had to show up with all the gear that doctors and nurses couldn't get. He's such an ass.
Yeah,
you know, don't think that he's smart, people. He's just evil, sinister bastard is what he is, okay? And the next day I go back, and of course I told you all these, you know, motorcycle dudes and heavy in the Trump crowd there. And I'm like hanging on to these signs. I ain't spreading them out till they, you know, aren't like, you know, where I could get lost and killed. Ain't enough cops to get these guys off me. But after they went to whatever they were, you know, they were going to a session to try and get some protections on the highway. I agreed with them. So I was talking to some of them, and then I put up all the signs, and there they are with the Robin Voss signs. And I go, yeah, man, you know, they're here to legislate today, the Republicans, against, you know, people on food share. They're like these work requirements. And these guys don't even, it ain't work. It's $50,000. And I go, by the way, they get $140 in food share every day if they want. Just come in and put the code in. And they're, huh? And I go, yeah. And he took $298,000. Got it in, you know, March 2020. He got it in April 2020. 6 months, 7 months later. It's forgiven, except it's not forgiven for the taxpayers of Wisconsin. And when they said, well, if that's true, that's not right. I said, of course it's true. I wrote it down. You know, I'm not making this stuff up. Yeah, some of this stuff, you know, even when you, yeah, I, again, name calling, when you kind of get the picture just by reading the sign, means it's pretty accurate. You know, Jabba the Gableman, Branchin' the Hutt, Godzilla versus Branchin'. Shea Sortwell sign went up this week. A village is missing its idiot. I mean, all this stuff is applicable, and I'm going to keep doing it, right? And but the thing that saved me was running into, of course, Dave Zien, you know, and I mentioned we were just I say that we hated each other, okay? That was at the start of it all. I'm fallible. But I don't hate now. I despise and I fight and I stand up and I reason. But I'm not going to back down, man. This nonsense about, you know, being, I don't care what building I'm in, when I'm too far left for moderate legislators or people, you know, because they just don't understand that's why we're in the mess that we're in, because we never go far enough for the people that need us to go farther. Further, more, every time we get a bailout, that chunk that Robin Voss and Joan Baldwin took $500,000, and I'm sure her business, you know, lost money during the pandemic, right? Because all the Republicans shut everything down. Come on, man, that's just a fleecing. I was just enraged back in March of 2020, you know, listening to Joe Manchin too. Oh, we got to sign this first one, you know, before we sign. Don't do it, man. Don't do it. It's not going to go to the people that need it. And then you're going to can the next one and say that it's dead. And then say that you're not, you know, I'm not against the child tax credit. When you are and you said it was dead. And guess what? Did you see the poverty level that rose up? It's like 19 points. Since they cut this off from millions of families. I can't believe I'm not swearing about Joe Manchin right now.
You're doing a good job.
And AOC, man, just letting them have it. And they're like, well, it might have been a jab at Joe Manchin. You know, the moderate media needs to, like, just go away. I can't believe it. I can't believe that people will compromise with wrong or sugarcoat something or just try to give a different...
Well, you know there's a problem when they always want you to meet them in the middle and do a compromise when you're pushing for those things. But when they have full control and power, they do whatever they want.
Hey, man, if you're moderate, you're moving right. That's the way that ship goes. It's been going that way for decades, okay? So don't get mad at me when I call it out. That's going to be what I'm about, because that's reality. Okay, millions of people suffering. Legislators knowing it and making it happen. Doesn't it bother people?
It should.
You know, I can't get past this, you know, everybody Amazon and this and that. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to have that shipped because it's, you know. Why? Why are you doing that? Slave labor, rocket fuel up into space. Come on, wake up, people. We're running out of time. I don't know if you noticed, but it was like zero this morning. After the squall. By the way, you know what a squall is?
I did yesterday, finally. I didn't know what it was before that.
That is the sound that an abominable snowman makes when he's pissed. At least that's what I... Isn't that what it is? I know everybody was supposed to take cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look. The missing link. No, that's MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, which proves there's existence of the Cro-Magnon civilization. Some of it's being risen up again. I'm having fun. And you know what? When I'm at the Capitol, now that I got a headset that I can put into my phone, I'm moving up, right?
Oh, there you go. Hey, yeah, so look at you.
And I'm like jamming and dancing around the signs. People are filming and stuff. Yeah, this is time, folks. It's time to get this spread out. Move. You know, everybody's always asking, what more can we do, you know, to make a difference? Well, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, do it right where you're at. Stand up against racism and inequality right where you're at. Do it outside the store. Hey, don't be afraid to put up signs or hold signs and stand on the corner. You're gonna maybe get some flack, but for the most part, you're going to get people. Like today, I saw my friend here that sits on the corner of an intersection, right? He's missing part of one leg. He's in the wheelchair, and he's out there a lot. You know, panhandling, whatever you want to call it. I've seen him so many times that, you know, I honk and wave and we talk. I was like, hey, dude, I got a 10 spot today, you know. And I don't do that because I don't feel any pity for that guy. I like him. He's my friend, and I know that he appreciates it. So that's cool, right? It's not like, you know, I'm some rich guy going, here, have a quarter, you know, hit the road. And I don't think about it, but there's other people, you know, in their cars around. And then this guy's coming by fast, you know, and I'm like, God, he's driving a Prius. What the hell's wrong with this guy? He wanted me to see thumbs up as he was going to take his right turn. Well, thanks, buddy. And don't be afraid to do it yourself, you know. That's how it spreads. People see you doing that. I don't do it trying to get people's attention. In fact, usually when I'm approaching somebody, there's nobody else around. By the end of it, you know, somebody sees you buying somebody lunch at a restaurant, giving them a hug and saying, hey, man, I love you. You're my brother. Oh, you'd be surprised how far that stuff goes. Yes, Hillary Clinton, I can change hearts. We're going to a break. 844-967-2789 if you want to participate today. I mean, it is kind of quiet, but that's all right. I got plenty to talk about, right? Plenty.